Chapter 51, Cyber Violence. Besides, I never said I was Lahill's disciple. It's the teachers at school who claimed that Miss Lahill admired my talent and wanted to guide me. Somehow, this news spread, and my classmates came to congratulate me on becoming Miss Lahill's disciple. I wanted to explain that I wasn't, but they just said I was being humble, and I really couldn't argue. Xaviera sniffed, tears glazing her eyes. If I'd been able to predict this, I would have definitely explained everything to my classmates one by one, no matter how tedious it would have been, clarifying that Miss Lahill hadn't taken me as her disciple. Xaviera portrayed herself as the perfect victim the teachers at the school misled her into thinking she was Lahill's disciple. Her classmates spread the rumors, she tried to explain, but they refused to listen, leading to the current situation. Yeah, in this matter, Mag is also a victim, Rose sighed. It's just that Xaviera doesn't seem to think so. I'm afraid she's already distanced herself from us. Otherwise, she wouldn't have kept such big news as being Lahill's disciple as secret. If she didn't tell us because she minded our backgrounds, it's still understandable, but hiding it from even Derek, didn't she treat Derek Evans as family? Derek's face darkened instantly, and Rose watched him with a subtle smile. The fact that Qadra was an internationally acclaimed designer indeed surprised Rose. She was afraid that Derek might think Xaviera's identity still had some value to be exploited, and could bring her back into the fold. If that happened, she'd be infuriated. Now that she pointed out that Xaviera considered them enemies instead of family, Derek would have second thoughts about letting Xaviera call me back. Would doing so bring further assistance or bring an enemy into their midst? More Mammoth's relaxed brows tightened again, Aunt Rose's words make perfect sense. The Xaviera we know now isn't the Xaviera we used to know, she has changed too much. Overhearing them discussing Xaviera again, Xaviera couldn't help biting her lip, but Dad, more, the top priority now is those rumors out there. They say I'm scheming and vain, but it's not my fault. It's my sister who deliberately misguided me. Of course, I don't mean to blame her. I just think the two of us shouldn't have ended up like this. Can't we just work things out by talking? More Mammoth comforted her with a touch, don't worry, Mag. This isn't your fault. It's a trap set by Xaviera. You're too pure and kind-hearted to outplay her. After saying this, he turned to Derek again, Uncle, we need to contact Black Tide as soon as possible. Some matters can be easily resolved if they step in. Moved, Xaviera leaned against Moore's shoulder, thank you, Moore. I wouldn't know what to do without you. Moore enjoyed Xaviera's utter reliance on him. However, in a corner he couldn't see, Xaviera and Rose exchanged a silent look. Get Black Tide involved. They hadn't forgotten the last time they'd had to pay the steep price for that. Xaviera and Rose came up with an excellent plan, even without Black Tide, they could solve the current problem. That bitch Xaviera thought she could have it easy just by being Lahill's disciple? They had ways to ruin her reputation. The next day, Xaviera grabbed her bag, prepared to leave for classes at Lebanon University. Her identity had been exposed, so she didn't need to give lectures online. The school had also contacted her, saying the students wanted her to explain the course in person. Xaviera couldn't refuse, so she had to report to the school on time. Caleb Mamet knew Xaviera was leaving, so he motioned to the driver, James, to send her safely to school. "Ma'am, we've arrived," said James. Driver James parked the car in front of Lebanon University, and Xaviera thanked him. As she got out of the car, she keenly noticed a flash of light behind a tree on the opposite side of the street. Half an hour later, an anonymous post appeared on Lebanon University's official forum. Shocking. A famous fashion designer is actually a mistress kept by an old man. Such a person is not fit to be a teacher. Below the post were pictures of Xaviera getting out of a luxury car, driven by an older man. The car wasn't something just anyone with money could buy. The old driver was too far away to see his face clearly, but you could see silver streaks in his hair, suggesting he was probably around 40 or 50 years old. His suit was a tailor-made designer piece that ordinary people couldn't afford. In just a few minutes, the post had more than 100 replies. "Huh. Isn't this Miss Lahill? Would someone of her status really need to be kept? Designers are people too, and to maintain her prestige, Miss Lahill produces very few design sketches in a year. It's not entirely impossible that she might face financial difficulties. But this old man looks ugly and outdated. The only thing he seems to have is money. There must be richer people out there, so Miss Lahill doesn't have to be with him. Maybe Miss Lahill has heavier tastes, haha." Chapter 52. My sister is not that kind of person. Of course, not all students believe that Xaviera Evans had a sugar daddy, and they reply below. Stop spreading rumors. What can two photos prove? Exactly. Just because you saw a luxury car doesn't mean she has a sugar daddy. Do you think everyone is like you, pouncing on rich people whenever you see them? I think the old man in the photo must be the driver. Didn't you notice Miss Lahill got out of the back seat? If she really had a sugar daddy, wouldn't she at least sit in the front seat? One, the post quickly topped the hot list, and most students participated in the discussion. The replies instantly went from a few hundred to over 1,000. Some people were adamant that Xaviera was indeed being taken care of by a sugar daddy, but many more students thought it was unnecessary. Xaviera was beautiful and rich, so why would she become someone's mistress? When the dean of discipline learned about the matter, he rushed out to consult with the principal on how to solve it. However, before he could even get there, he saw many students gathered around the teaching building. "Mag Evans, is it true that your sister is someone's mistress? I heard your sister is from the countryside. Does being a rural person make you so short-sighted? She already has the status of Miss Lahill but still chooses to be with an old man because of money. Mag Evans, if the post is true and Xaviera is indeed being taken care of by Somion, you guys should do something, right? After all, it's the Evans family's reputation at stake." Mag was surrounded by them, biting her lower lip as if she had a hidden secret. "My sister, actually hasn't been home much lately, and she doesn't answer my dad's calls. But don't misunderstand. She must have her own reasons, and I'm sure what the post said isn't true." Jesse Whitman yelled beside her, "Mag. Why are you still covering for Zaviro when it's gotten to this point? What kind of connections can a countryside girl like her have in Lebanon? Where can she stay if she doesn't come home? So, she must have a sugar daddy and thinks she doesn't need the Evans family now that she's hooked up with a rich guy, so she doesn't answer your dad's calls. Last time at the backstage, Zaviro taught Jessie a tough lesson and almost made her drop out of school. If it wasn't for Jessie's family pulling some strings, she wouldn't have been able to continue at Lebanon University. Now, Jessie hates Zaviro so much that her teeth itch. She patiently waits for Zaviro's misfortune to hit to kick her when she's down. When the Dean of Discipline heard their words, he was so scared that his scalp tingled. He strode up and scolded them, "What nonsense are you talking about? Classes are about to start, go back to your classrooms quickly and stop gathering here." Jessie disagreed and shouted, "We're going to see the principal. We won't accept a teacher like Zaviro with such bad morals. We demand the school fire her." Mag hurriedly tried to explain to the Dean of Discipline, "That's not what we meant. My sister isn't that kind of person." Jessie was frustrated and said, "What do you mean she's not that kind of person, Mag? Have you forgotten the big humiliation she caused you last time? She didn't tell you about Miss Lahill's situation and slapped you in front of everyone, making you lose face. You sincerely took her as your sister, but did she treat you like a younger sister? Now, Zaviro has been staying out late for many days, and the situation seems clear. Do you still want to protect her? Mag, you can't be so selfish. This is not just your family's business but also concerns countless design department students. Thinking about our teacher being a person of such character makes me sick. Once we leave school, people outside will point at us and say, 'Lo, okay, those are the students taught by Miss Lahill, the mistress.' What kind of student a teacher like that will produce? We need to stay away from them." Mag was anxious and distressed. This could all be a misunderstanding. Maybe that man doesn't have the relationship with my sister that you think. Maybe he really is just a driver. Jessie was furious. Impossible. Absolutely impossible. Zaviro and that old man definitely have something dirty going on. Mag, don't make any more excuses for Zaviro. There's already an anonymous reveal on the official forum. People took out their phones to check the forum instinctively and found a new post being bumped up. Miss Lahill's sugar daddy affair, ironclad evidence. The post talked about the reason Zaviro was sent to the countryside years ago. She was a twisted person from a young age, resentful of her younger sister, Mag, and refused to accept her stepmother, Rose Campbell. She even sinisterly contacted human traffickers to sell Mag so that she could monopolize her father's affection. Unfortunately, the plan was revealed, and Mr. Evans was furious. He couldn't bear to scold Zaviro but had to teach her a lesson, so he forced himself to send her to the countryside for someone to look after her. He hoped it would temper her character, and she was only brought back to the Evans family not long ago. After coming back to the Evans family, Zaviro kept quiet for a while but soon began targeting Mag and her mother again. The post even contained pictures of Zaviro as a child, which truly scared the people on the forum. Chapter 53. But I'm your sister. Damn, so malicious at such a young age, even thinking of selling her own sister to human traffickers, too horrifying, too horrifying. This is practically the real-life version of the farmer and the snake. Mag Evans always cares for her sister, even trying to protect her when things were going wrong, but she has no idea that the sister she genuinely cares for wishes she were dead. So Zaviera Evans must be a kept woman, right? Perhaps she's made it this far only by relying on men. I've always wondered why Zaviera, who hails from a rural area, could suddenly become the famous international designer Lahil. Now it seems that the title of famous international designer might be greatly inflated. Jesse Whitman liked all of the comments berating Zaviera from her alt account, then switched back to her main account and showed her phone to her classmates. Look at this, Zaviera grew up in the countryside, how did she learn design? Plus, I've heard her grades were poor during school, and with the low quality of education in the countryside, I suspect that her design skills are supported by countless older men, essentially bought with money. I'm not looking down on rural people or poor people. I'm just saying that being poor is no excuse for a lack of ambition. Zaviera's willingness to sleep with men just for money is unacceptable. I refuse to have this kind of person as our design department's teacher. Now, I'm going to report her to the principal. Fire Zaviera. Jesse spoke with an air of righteousness, and the other students seemed ready to follow suit. A hint of victory flashed in Mag's eyes, but she kept a concerned expression on her face. Stop, don't do this, you'll ruin my sister's life. She has worked so hard to get where she is now. Seeing her furious classmates, Mag thought to herself, Zaviera won't be able to explain her way out of this one. The evidence is solid. After all this blows over, standing firmly by Zaviera's side and steadfastly expressing her belief in Zaviera, she can salvage her reputation and even Guy and everyone's sympathy. Of course, no one would ever find out that all of this is her own doing. No one would know that the pictures and evidence on the forum were all posted by her. Posts in Lebanon University's forum can be anonymous. She has heard that Theyve even specially hired hackers to bolster security measures. As long as one is an anonymous user, no one can find out who they are. She was sure that Zaviera wouldn't be able to turn the tide this time. She will just have to let herself be trampled underfoot. Just as she was mulling over her plans, she spotted a figure in the corner of HERI. She quickly put on a worried expression and approached. Sis, why are you here? Did you find out about the forum? Don't worry, I will always believe in you. You simply wouldn't do something like that. You wouldn't sell your body for money. Everyone followed Mag's gaze and saw Zaviera standing not too far away. Just 10 minutes ago, Zaviera had casually glanced at the school forum and then sat down on a bench in the small garden, resting her chin in her hand. The photo of Oda dropping her off at school had been taken, and it looked exceedingly suggestive. Judging from the angle of the photo, it must have been taken when she was getting out of the car. She remembered a flash of light behind a big tree at that time. So, this wasn't a coincidence. Someone had done it on purpose. Now that someone was picking on her, of course, she had to fight back. And fight back hard. Since the person decided to pick a fight on the internet, a domain in which she excels, the whole thing was making her blood boil. So Zaviera took out her laptop, quickly typed in command after command, broke through firewalls, successfully entered the forum's backstage area, and did a little trick. All anonymous posts on the Lebanon University forum became exposed, revealing the true identities of the identities of all the anonymous posters and commenters were suddenly revealed, showing their real names, student numbers, even their departments and classes. Alt accounts, main accounts, as long as it's your account, your real name shows. Zaviera closed her laptop with satisfaction. Come on, let's all brawl online under our real names. Unfortunately, these modifications Zaviera made were still unbeknownst to the people in front of her. So, Mag was still wearing a remorseful look as she gazed at Zaviera, sighing with dramatic sincerity, I'm sorry, sis. I couldn't stop my classmates. I want to report you to the principal and claim that you are unfit to be a teacher. But I will always stand by your side. I don't believe you would let yourself be kept for money. Zaviera smirked knowingly, as though she found something amusing. Sis, do you really believe in me? Or is this another trap for me to jump into? Tears welled up in Mag's eyes. Sis, of course, I believe in you. I'm your sister. If I don't believe in you, who will? Just then, the data alterations Zaviera made became effective. Lebanon University's forum switched to real name registration in an instant, and everyone received a system-generated notification about the new real name policy. Chapter 54. Real Name on Forums. Mag Evans didn't notice the changes on the forum and continued to pretend to wipe away tears. Sister, even though you were sent to the countryside when you were young, we didn't spend much time talk either as sisters, but in my heart, you've always been my sister. I believe that you wouldn't do such a thing. The picture on the forum must have been posted by someone with an ulterior motive. Don't worry, sister, I'll help you find that person and have them delete the post. The students around felt, how much good did Zaviera Evans do in her previous life to have such a good sister as Mag Evans? You got it wrong, it should be, how many bad things did Mag Evans do in her previous life to have Zaviera Evans as her sister in this life? Have you all forgotten the designer competition last time, when Zaviera Evans slap-ped Mag Evans in the face publicly? Damn it, you're right, Mag Evans is really magnanimous. Last time, Zaviera Evans made her lose face, and now she's still defending Zaviera Evans. What kind of top-notch good sister is this? After this comment, the crowd suddenly started buzzing, and people were talking out their phones and whispering to the person next to them, their expressions constantly changing. Mag Evans didn't notice anything unusual and still held Zaviera Evans's hand with sincere words, rest assured, sister, I will find out who posted it and give you justice. At this point, everyone had seen the information on their phones, and when they heard Mag Evans's words, they all had different expressions. At that moment, a girl who had a good relationship with Mag Evans awkwardly pulled her sleeve. Mag Evans, just stop talking. Why can't I say it? Mag Evans pursed her lips and glared at her. I already said that my sister is innocent, and I will find evidence to prove it. You shouldn't disbelieve it. After saying this, the crowd became even more silent. Mag Evans found it strange, why did these people have this kind of reaction? Weren't they supposed to praise her now? Why was everyone so quiet? Jesse Whitman also found it strange. She pulled a girl next to her to ask, and the girl stammered for her to check the forum herself. Jesse curled her lips, guessing that more evidence of Zaviera Evans being kept as a mistress had been exposed on the forum. She excitedly took out her phone and opened the forum at that moment. Someone in the crowd couldn't help but shout, "Mag Evans, stop pretending." Lebanon University has implemented real name registration, and we know what you've done. You made that post, you posted it using an alt account. You posted Zaviera Evans's situation on the forum while pretending to console her, claiming that you'd help her catch the rumor maker. How can there be such a two-faced person like you in this world? It's terrible. I never thought she'd be this kind of person. Bang! The surrounding discussions were like a thunderbolt striking Mag Evans' head. She staggered and almost fell to the ground. Real name registration? How could Lebanon University's forum suddenly implement real name registration? Her face turned pale, and with trembling hands, she opened the forum, only to see that all the anonymous posts had become real name posts, with the name, grade, student ID, and other information of each poster clearly exposed. Wow, the forum really implemented real name registration. Zaviera Evans took out her phone and pretended to be surprised. "So, little sister, you were comforting me while posting all that on the forum? So, when you said you liked me and treated me like a real sister, all that was fake." Mag Evans looked at her shakily, unable to say a word. This situation was beyond her expectations, and she didn't know what to do to save face. Zaviera Evans didn't intend to stay here and watch the drama the whole time, she still had a class to attend. Just as she was about to leave, she heard chaotic footsteps coming from behind her. A group of people, panting, stood behind Zaviera Evans, angrily pointing at Mag Evans and cursing, "Mag Evans, have you no shame? You're jealous of Miss Lahill, right? You think Miss Lahill stole your Miss Evans title, so you spread rumors about her being from the countryside, and when you speak to us, you insinuate that Miss Lahill is rude and ignorant, making us dislike her along with you. And in the designer competition last time, you found out about Miss Lahill's identity, and your expression turned hideous. You couldn't bear the person you despised so much stepping on your head, so you planned all of this. You wanted to destroy Miss Lahill. What a vicious heart. It's terrible that Miss Lahill has a sister like you. It's like she suffered a terrible misfortune. These students were all fans of Miss Lahill. After seeing the content of the post, they didn't choose to join the public in attacking Zaviera Evans, they believed in Miss Lahill's character. It is said that a designer's work represents their character in some way. Miss Lahill's works are mostly rebellious and unconventional, giving people a sense of a lone wolf. Such a person would never lower herself by being someone's mistress. Chapter 55. Willingly degrading oneself. I didn't. Mag Evans was trembling, unable to speak a word. At this time, Jesse Whitman snapped out of it. She stepped forward to support Mag and shouted, "So what if Mag posted it? We just exposed the truth on the forum. It's Zaviera Evans who's being kept by someone, it's her who willingly becomes a mistress." Mag's years at school weren't spent in vain. As the goddess of Lebanon University, she had countless admirers. Some boys saw Mag in tears and began to waver. "Yeah, although what Mag did this time isn't very decent, it takes two to tango. If Zaviera hadn't been someone's mistress, she wouldn't have been photographed like that, and this uproar wouldn't have happened. Ultimately, it's Zaviera who's too careless." The students behind Zaviera were furious. These people were using sophistry. The dean noticed the tension between the two sides and was anxious. The situation had somehow escalated to this point, but what to do now? "Everyone, calm down. There must be some misunderstanding here. You all go back to class for now. After the school's investigation, we will definitely give you a satisfactory explanation." He wanted to persuade the students to leave, but they were too angry to listen to him. The students on Mag's side sneered, "An explanation? I bet the school will downplay the whole thing, won't they? With Zaviera's Lahill background, the school wouldn't easily give her up." And it was precisely because they realized this that they were protesting here, wanting to take it all the way to the principal for an answer. "So, in your eyes, the school can't tell right from wrong." At a leisurely pace, Gabby Rome walked over. "The matter hasn't been settled yet, and the school hasn't found out if Zaviera is being kept. You all are so sure she's a mistress just based on one picture. Is this the critical thinking ability of us university students?" After saying this, he calmly patted the shoulder of the boy who had just spoken. "Calm down. Otherwise, if Zaviera is proven innocent, you might end up getting punished by the school for causing a commotion." "Why would we be punished? That photo didn't come out of nowhere. If Zaviera hadn't done those things, there wouldn't be any rumors spreading around." Smack. Gabby's hand that had been resting on the boy's shoulder came up in a flash, slapping him on the face. "Look, that made noise, didn't it?" The boy's body shuddered, and he wanted to get angry but dared not make a scene under Gabby's status. An eerie silence settled around them. Gabby acted as if he hadn't noticed their strangeness. He gently took out a tissue and wiped his hands. "Before this matter is investigated, I don't want to hear anyone talking nonsense anymore. Otherwise," he smirked, "you'll have to face the consequences." The people around them instantly fell silent. They could yell and scream at Zaviera because, besides her Lahill background, she was nothing. But Gabby was different. His status in the school was unparalleled. If they offended him, they might not even be able to graduate. Seeing the fear welling up in their eyes, Gabby snorted and turned to look for Zaviera. Not far away, Steve Price was angrily watching Caleb Mamet. "Mr. President, how did we let Gabby Rome get ahead of us? Do you think Gabby has feelings for Mrs. Evans? After all, they've known each other for a long time as senior fellow students." As Steve Price was calculating, if Gabby were trying to steal Zaviera away, their boss wouldn't stand a chance. Caleb glanced at him coldly. "Stop talking nonsense. Let's go." Huh? Go. Just like that? Where are we going? Caleb's gaze turned even colder, and Steve Price instantly fell silent. On the other side, Xaviera walked through the corridor towards the classroom. People passing by pointed at her, "That's the woman from the forum, right? The one being kept by an old man. Wow, how dare she come to the classroom? She did something like that and still has the nerve to show up here. She must have really thick skin." Ignoring their words, Xaviera continued to walk forward with her hands in her pockets, only to be blocked by someone. "Xaviera, I can't believe you've stooped so low for money." More Mamet hadn't seen the forum post, but he ran to find Xaviera after hearing the students' gossip. He knew she was involved with an old man and allowed him to send her to school. "Xaviera, you are a dignified Miss Evans, why do you degrade yourself? How desperate for money are you to sleep with that kind of old man? If you really lost CK money, you could ask your Uncle Evans, or even ask me." Moore's voice was filled with disappointment. Xaviera's expression gradually grew impatient. Chapter 56. Are you brain dead? She wanted to walk past Moore Mamet, but as she moved to the left, he dutifully blocked her path. When she shifted to the right, he quickly blocked her again. Perhaps finding him too annoying, Xaviera Evans stood still and spoke out bluntly, "Moore Mamet, have I ever mentioned how irritating you really are? If you remained **ly unstable, you should seek medical treatment early. Stop bothering me here." Moore Mamet's face darkened. "Xaviera Evans. What are you yelling for? Your father can hear you." Xaviera Evans cleaned her ears, her heroic face full of defiance. "Everyone's acting so kind now, asking you for money when they're broke. Who cared about my life when I was dumped in the countryside for all those years? They weren't there when I needed them, but now that I don't, they're all up in my face, thinking I'm easy to bully." Mag Evans posted that photo on the forum, causing the school to gossip about me, and you're in front of me nagging. Do you both enjoy being in this messy situation? Moore Mamet was dumbstruck. "What did you say? The photo was posted by Mag." "Impossible." Xaviera Evans looked at him as if she was seeing a dimwit. "Don't you have hands? Go check the forum yourself." Her attitude was so firm that it appeared to be the truth. Moore Mamet subconsciously defended Mag. "There must be a reason for Maji. I believe she did it for the best, after all, being someone's mistress, for my benefit." "Moore Mamet, are you out of your mind?" Xaviera Evans cut him off, posting a picture and getting the whole school to rebuke me as a mistress. Is that for my benefit? Would you accept this kind of benefit? And furthermore, do you guys have any proof that I'm a mistress? Just based on a picture of me getting out of a car? Making assumptions in a virtual world often backfires. But how did you survive all these years? How did you make it from the countryside, learn fashion design to become the famous international designer Lahil? Without someone backing you, you wouldn't have been able to reach such heights. It was because of T's assumption that Moore Mamet directly confronted her about rumors of her being kept. Hearing Moore Mamet's words, Xaviera Evans now saw him as no different than an idiot. An idiot like you, of course, can never understand the ability of a genius. the brilliance of a genius couldn't be dimmed by a simple impoverished environment. Genius? You're saying you're a genius? Moore Mamet laughed, laughing at Zaviera Evans' arrogant declarations. What a moron. Zaviera Evans couldn't be bothered to argue with such ignorant fellows. Since Moore Mamet wouldn't let her pass, she had to force her way through. Moore Mamet tried to say something, but the next moment, Zaviera Evans kicked him right at the knee. The knee pain was so intense that he couldn't help but kneel down. Zaviera Evans patted his head. Good boy, a well-behaved dog doesn't block the way. Then she coolly walked away. Considering the situation, she decided to skip class for the day. As Gabby Rami caught up to her, she followed him to his private lounge. Zaviera, that kick you gave Moore Mamet was seriously cool, boss. Gabby Rome left his aloof public persona behind, and casually offered Zaviera Evans a cup of coffee. Do you need me to handle that forum situation for you? No need, let them jump around. Zaviera Evans took the coffee and took a sip. Okay. Gabby Rome knew Zaviera had her ways, so he didn't insist. He took out a Clot H package from his drawer and placed it in front of Zaviera. Master Uland sent this here by express mail not too long ago. He heard about your situation in Lebanon and specially made this for you. He didn't mention to Zaviera that Master Uland had berated him thoroughly over the phone. Zaviera had come to Lebanon, Gabby Rome's territory, and she was being bullied. If it wasn't for the fact that Master Uland was occupied and unable to come himself, Gabby Rome suspected that he might have flown to Lebanon just to give him a good beating. Unfortunately, Zaviera's position in the hearts of their master and Master Uland was just too high. If something were to actually happen to her, Gabby Rome shivered at the thought. When Zaviera opened the cloth package, there was a row of silver needles neatly arranged inside. Master Uland took a different path than their master. While their master was a magnate in the world of fashion, Master Uland was more interested in hidden weapons. These silver needles were Master Uland's unique hidden weapons. He was usually reluctant to use them and she did not expect him to give her so many this time. Thank Master Uland for me. Zaviera Evans wrapped up the cloth package. Wait, Zaviera, don't put them away yet. Let me touch them. Gabby Rome knew that Master Uland had mailed something to Zaviera, but he didn't know exactly what it was. Master Uland's unique hidden weapon. During school, I used to cling onto Master Uland's legs begging him to give me one, but he not only refused but also kicked me away. But now, he gave you a whole bag. An entire bag. Is this the difference between being favored and not? Chapter 57. She is registered in the Mamet family birth certification. Zaviera didn't care about Gabby's wailing. She expressionlessly put away the silver needles. Don't you know why Master Uland doesn't give you silver needles? They entered the school when they were little kids, and Gabby, being an active and playful child, once sneaked out a silver needle from Master Uland's possession. Without hesitation, he pricked himself with it, and started crying out loud from the pain. Zaviera once suspected that Gabby had some lingering issues from that year, which resulted in his chaotic mind as he grew up. Seeing Zaviera exposing his old story, Gabby pouted. Fine then, don't give me any. He plucked an apple from the fruit plate and ate while reminding Zaviera, "Alfouf, I don't know why you haven't made a move on the Evans family. I have to remind you that once Master Uland is done with his matters, he will surely call me to Lebanon. If he sees you haven't taken action against the Evans family, he may HT take action on your behalf." When Zaviera was at the school, she was highly regarded by both Master and Master Uland. They protected her as if she was the apple of their eyes. Just hearing that Zaviera was not living well in Lebanon, Master Uland already sent so many silver needles. Once he found out about the dirty tricks the Evans family has been using on Zaviera, he might fly over here in a minute and exterminate the family. "Actually, I don't understand. Big sister Zaviera, why do you always indulge the Evans family? Haven't you ever heard the saying? Before destroying it, make it go mad first." Zaviera gave a slight smile. "Moreover, this is a society ruled by law. Killing P.E. Opal at will is too aggressive and doesn't suit me. Gabby. I don't believe you." Zaviera could see that Gabby was worried for her, but regarding the Evans family, they still have their uses. With a sharp gleam crossing her heroic eyes, Zaviera spoke softly, "My moth R was murdered by Derek Evans and Rose Campbell. I don't want them to get away with it. I want everyone to know their crimes. However, too much time has passed, and many pieces of evidence had been destroyed. Further investigation would take time." Also, an aged figure surfaced in her mind. "For Uncle Evans's sake, he has a soft heart and would probably feel very upset if he saw me taking action against the Evans family." Gabby had met Zaviera's Uncle Evans a few times, and that man was genuinely good to Zaviera, although he was overly indecisive. "By the way, I want to check the student records of Lebanon University from TWNT years ago." Zaviera suddenly said, "You have the authority to check student records, right?" Gabby was about to nod when he suddenly remembered the scene of Zaviera following Caleb Mamet. He crossed his arms and raised his eyebrow, "Don't you know Caleb Mamet? Go ask him." Zaviera, seeing Zaviera had nothing to say, Gabby snorted coldly, "Tell me, what's really going on with you and Caleb Mamet? Why did Steve Price say that you two got your birth certificates? When did you two get together?" "Zaviera, I have other things to do, I'm leaving. If Gabby finds out that she married Caleb on impulse and for their mutual interests, he would inform Master and Master Uland in a minute. That would really spice up her life." Meanwhile, in the principal's office, Caleb played with the coffee cup in his hand, smiling meaningfully, "What's the matter? Is it so difficult for Principal Hayek to help me deal with a personal issue?" This, Principal Hayek was sweating, "Mr. Caleb Mamet, please calm down. It's not that I don't want to deal with it, but it's difficult to explain when punishing a student without solid reasons." Steve Price pushed his glasses and handed him a file containing all the investigations about the forum incident. As Principal Hayek clumsily flipped through it, he stole glances at Caleb, wondering why he got involved in this trivial matter. "Mr. Caleb. Although Mag was indeed wrong, there is no way to prove that the posts she made were false or baseless slander. If it turns out to be the truth, we can't punish her for it. Furthermore, The students are currently boycotting Zaviera as a teacher at the College of Fashion Design, so the school's hasty intervention could lead to bad publicity. Having been with Caleb for so long, Steve had learned to read faces and moods. Seeing Principal Hayek hesitant, he smiled faintly, "Principal Hayek, I think I forgot to mention something. Miss Zaviera Evans just obtained her birth certification with Mr. Caleb Mamet. She is now a registered member of the Mamet family. The person who drove her to work this morning was the Mamet family's driver." Steve paused and added with a smile, "If Principal Hayek doesn't believe me, should I call the driver over to let you have a good look?" Principal Hayek didn't expect Zaviera and Caleb to have such a relationship. He collapsed on his knees and panicked, I'll handle it, I'll handle it immediately." He never thought that Zaviera and Caleb would have such a relationship. Chapter 58. Warning and Discipline as Caleb. Mamet and Steve Price disappeared out the door. Principal Hayek wiped the cold sweat off his forehead and quickly picked up his phone to send an order to the Academic Affairs Office. Mag Evans posted frivolous stories about teachers on the forum, stirring up rumors. She has been given a warning as a lesson. If she commits such acts again, her student records will be revoked. All students should learn from this. The school forum is a place for friendly communication among students, not a tool for manipulative people to lead public opinion and launch attacks on others at will. The teacher at the Academic Affairs Office was confused. "You want to punish Mag Evans, principal. But her relationship with Moore Mamet. No more nonsense, just do what I say." "What about Moore Mamet?" "The Mamet family is now Caleb's domain. As for Mag Evans, who hasn't married into the Mamet family yet, how can she compare to Zaviera Evans, who has already married Caleb?" As Caleb left the administration building, he unexpectedly met Gabby Rome. W. Ho was hurrying over. "Senior fellow, hasn't Zaviera come to see you?" Gabby Rome glanced behind Caleb and didn't notice Zaviera's presence. "What's the matter?" Caleb's eyes were indifferent. "I'm fine, but Zaviera has a problem." Gabby Rome darted her eyes around. "Just now Zaviera asked me for a favor. She wanted to check the Lebanon University archives from 20 years ago. She could have asked you, her legal husband and a member of the Lebanon University board. Instead, she came to me for help." "Why is that?" "She asked you to check the archives of Lebanon University." Caleb licked his upper palate. "Gabby Rome, are you very close to Zaviera?" "Close enough that she would come to YOU for help, bypassing me, her legal husband, right?" "Gabby Rome. This isn't the right rhythm." Caleb slowly approached her. "Tell me, are you guys very close?" Gabby Rome swallowed and stammered, "C.A. Caleb, don't be unreasonable. Zaviera is my junior sister. She's the one I always mentioned to you. In terms of time, I've known her longer than you have. It's normal for her to come to me first if she needs help. Besides, you should reflect on whether you've been treating her poorly after marriage. That's why she came to me instead of you." As she went on, Gabby Rome became increasingly confident, determined to get information about Caleb and Zaviera's relationship from Caleb today. How could her junior sister have suddenly gotten a marriage license with Caleb? K. Caleb must have deceived her somehow. It has to be said that Gabby Rome's words hit a nerve. Caleb closed his eyes, his handsome face darkened, and Gabby Rome's heart trembled. Did she hit the nail on the head? Was Caleb really treating her junior sister poorly? What should she do? Should she tell their masters and Master Uland? She couldn't beat Caleb by herself. Fortunately, Caleb only lost control of his emotions for a second. When he opened his eyes again, his eyes were cold. You say you've known Xaviera for a long time? I'm afraid not. After leaving a meaningful sentence, Caleb dusted off his sleeves and left without a trace. Gabby Rome, what does he mean? On the school's public bulletin board, Mag's warning was quickly posted. During the break, some students saw it and were immediately shocked. What the hell? Why is the school dealing with Mag Evans? I knew that post was made by Mag Evans. Although it's a bit shocking that SHE secretly posted black material about her sister, it shouldn't have warranted a warning, right? There must be some hidden agenda. Bullshit, what hidden agenda? The school has given a warning, and you still don't understand what's going way novel app by someone. Mag Evans was just jealous of Xaviera, taking an ambiguous photo and posting it on the forum to incite students to attack Xaviera. Xaviera didn't know about the school bulletin board issue. She was frowning at the text from Gabby Rome, unable to make sense of it. Xaviera, what's going on with you and Caleb? Why do I feel like he's implying that he's known you even longer than I have? Xaviera, an illusion. She was absolutely certain that she had met Caleb for the first time at the Civil Affairs Bureau. So, in conclusion, Gabby Rome had been tricked by Caleb. When Gabby Rome received Xaviera's conclusion, she was so angry that she pulled her hair. Neither of you are good people. You wanted to see the student files of Lebanon University, right? Go ask Caleb. She wouldn't help with this anymore. Xaviera, he was suddenly upset for some reason. But asking Caleb for help. Xaviera sighed, that man was even more difficult to deal with than Gabby Rome. Just then, a voice interrupted Xaviera's thoughts. Isn't that Jesse Whitman? Let's go find her and settle this. The speaker was a student from Class 3 of the College of Fashion Design, on e of those who had previously backed up Xaviera in front of the administration building. The class president of Class 3 stepped forward to block her. Jesse, shouldn't you apologize to Miss Evans? Jesse raised her head, looking down on others arrogantly, apologize. Why sh old I? Is Xaviera even worthy of my apology? Chapter 59. Displaying martial prowess. Class monitor scowled, shouldn't you apologize for slandering someone? Slander? Who said it was slander? Jesse Whitman, unaware of the public notice board, argued self-righteously, do you have evidence to prove that old man has nothing to do with Xaviera Evans? If you can't prove that, then she's being kept. You're still protecting a woman who sells herself for money? Are you hoping she'll help you find a sugar daddy after you graduate? Jesse's words were extremely harsh, angering the students of Class 3 right eye. Watch your mouth, Jesse Whitman. How rude can you be? Don't think I won't hit you just because you're a girl. The school has posted a warning on the public notice board about rumors spread by Mag Evans. What are you being arrogant about? The public notice from the school proved Zava was innocent and that all of it was fabricated by Mag Evans to tarnish Xavier A's reputation. What? The school punished Mag? How could that be? Jesse's eyes widened. Why not? You were the ones who made a mistake, and you are all just jealous of Miss Lahill. The class monitor sneered. Miss Lahill's name, in the eyes of the students who love fashion design, was divine. They could never forget the sight of Miss Lahill winning the top design award for her design in that year's international NAL fashion competition. She had made her mark overseas. It was Miss Lahill who proved that as long as they worked hard and were excellent enough, they too could stand on the international stage. She gave them the courage to continue studying design, directing them towards hope. The students of Design Class 3 and the class monitor stood together. The light in their eyes moved Xaviera, who suddenly felt the heavy weight of being a teacher. Lebanon University is one of the best universities in the country, a higher education institution that countless students dream of. It brings together elite students from all over the country. However, Lebanon University is also a prestigious school. Wealthy people like to send their children there to gain prestige. To ensure teaching quality and not offend wealthy and powerful parents, Lebanon University divides itself into two teaching areas, the normal teaching area and the prestigious teaching area. Class 3 belongs to the latter. Most students in this class are rich and powerful, so they tend to slack off and not pay attention in CLS. They end up at the bottom of the rankings in every final exam. In comparison, Mag Evans is more sensible. She may come from a prestigious family, but she doesn't possess any of the bad habits that rich children have. She sincerely studies in the normal teaching area, which has earned her the admiration of countless male students, who see her as a goddess. You call her teacher so sweetly. Jessie came to her senses and looked disdainfully at the students of Class 3 surrounding her. How much has Xaviera brainwashed you, protecting her like bootlickers? Can she help you pass the exams or professional courses? Jessie may be arrogant, but she does have the credentials to back it up. She and Mag Evans are acknowledged as top students in school, always occupying the top three spots in every exam. As soon as Jessie said this, the students of Design Class 3 didn't know how to refute her. For the first time, they hated their own foolishness for dragging Xaviera down. Seeing them speechless, Jessie grew even more arrogant. All of you useless RH second generations. You're abandoned children discarded by your parents. They're only sending you to Lebanon University to save face. None of you in Class 3 will ever inherit your family's fortune. You've already been given up on. These words didn't bother the students from other classes, as they privately acknowledged it as a fact. However, hearing it from Jessie really struck a chord with the students of Class 3. That's right, they're all abandoned children, thrown to Lebanon University and into this special Class 3 for various reasons. Some may truly have poor grades, acting ignorant and incompetent, while others may have to pretend to have poor grades due to some reason. Regardless of the truth, when is it the turn of Jessie, a lowlife with a rotten personality, to point fingers at them? The class monitor's face turned black. Jessie, Watch your language. Jesse, believing she had caught their weakness, laughed haughtily, What's the matter? Which of my words are wrong? By your own admission, even if Zaviera isn't being kept, so what? A country girl like her becoming successful is already shrouded in mystery. If she isn't being kept by that old man in a luxury car, she's being kept by some other wealthy person. And as Zaviera's students, you are all scum of society, ha ha ha. No wonder you're defending Zaviera. You're all the same, shameless parasites and scum. You dash, what you? What, do you still want to use violence? Make your class 3 even more infamous for not being able to handle the truth and shutting people up with violence. That's really your class 3's style. Chapter 60. Let's have a contest. Jesse Whitman grew even more excited. What's with the bravado in front of me from you bunch of losers? If you're capable, then get into the top 400 of the major. If you're capable, then compete with me on grades. One, she could effortlessly trample them. The class monitor's face paled. As for exam results, they too wanted to loudly say they could compete, but their results. Ha, you dare not compete? So why are you defending Zaviera Evans? If the students are incompetent, then their teacher is even more so. You want to compete on exam grades. A defiant female voice cut off Jesse Whitman's words. Zaviera Evans strode in leisurely from behind the crowd, went around Jesse Whitman, and said, All right, then let's compete. All was silent as death. Jesse Whitman was the first to react, What did you say? A competition? Ha ha, Zaviera Evans, you're too naive. Do you even know what kind of people the students of this class behind you are? They're social outcasts, unredeemable. And you still want to compete with me? What are you going to compete with? We'll compete. Why wouldn't we? Zaviera Evans let out a soft laugh. Her red lips parted to drop a bombshell, Not only will we compete, we'll go big. You'll okay down on the students in our class, right? All right, let's make a bet. If we win, you need to apologize to the students of our class in front of all the students and teachers at the school, and admit that you're the social outcast, and unredeemable. How about it? Although Lebanon University is a tertiary institution, it has strict administration. There are professional achievement tests every month, and a list is compiled according to the scores of each major. Most of the students in Class 3 are at the bottom of the list. In this situation, Zaviera wanted to wager with Jesse 2/6 Whitman? Was she out of her mind? Jesse Whitman also thought Zaviera had gone mad. Are you sure you want to bet with me? If you lose the bet, you should voluntarily leave the university. I don't want to see someone as disgusting as you here. Zaviera Evans let out a soft grunt, conveying her agreement. Miss Lawhill, the class monitor panicked. He knew what his fellow classmates were like, and he knew that Zaviera wanted to make a stand for them, but it wasn't worth it. If she ended up losing her job as a teacher at the Lebanon University Design College because of them, it would be a great loss. What? Don't you trust yourselves, or don't you trust me? Zaviera Evans turned her head and raised her eyebrow. Her words flowed smoothly, the class monitor couldn't bring himself to dissuade her. Trust, of course, we trust you, miss. And we trust ourselves as well. The class monitor clenched his fists, it's just an exam grade challenge, right? Jesse Whitman, rest assured, in the next exam, I will certainly surpass you. Jesse Whitman couldn't help but burst into laughter. Did you hear that? This bottom class student has the audacity to say he'll surpass me. I ranked third in the previous exam. Do you even know what BNG in the top three means? Since childhood, you never ranked in the top three, did you? Don't be too arrogant. Xaviera Evans raised her hand and put it on Jesse Whitman's shoulder, whispering in her ear, "Overconfidence will bring calamity." When they returned to the classroom, all of the students were seated in a serious manner, the atmosphere was solemn. Xaviera Evans raised her eyebrows, "What are you doing? Looking glum as if someone died. The school just put you in my hands, and before I start teaching, are you trying to show me how tough you are?" "No, definitely not." The class monitor quickly stood up to explain, lowering his head in shame, "We just feel too ashamed to face teacher." The school had given up on their class, basically letting it go. A few days ago, they received news that the school intended to let Miss Lahill take over their class. They were ecstatic when they heard this news. But they didn't even have a chance to meet Miss Lahill before the forum incident happened. They hurriedly organized people to go find Miss Lahill to back her up, thinking that they had won a battle. But they ended up being a burden to Miss Lahill in the end. No matter what kind of person Jesse Whitman is, her academic grades are real. They impulsively accepted the wager after being worked up, and only now that they calmed down, did they realize how much trouble they had caused for Miss Lahill. If because of them, Miss Lahill lost the wager and had to leave Lebanon University, how were they supposed to make it up to her? Everyone was hanging their heads, looking despondent. Xaviera Evans was both amused and annoyed. "Really? Even if you set aside the fact that under my guidance you can surpass Jesse Whitman and win the bet, let's think about the worst case scenario. So what if I leave Lebanon University? Do I need the few $1,000 salary from Lebanon University? Or will I die without this job?" The students looked up at her together. Xaviera Evans pointed at her own face, "Look here. I, Lahill, am an internationally renowned designer. I came to Lebanon University because I couldn't stand Gabby Rome's whining, and decided to substitute her class. I don't care if I could stay at Lebanon University or not. So you too, stop giving yourself too much pressure. Youthful as you are, why are you so overburdened?